It's Wednesday, January 15th, 2020, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. My name's Conor Muinacoin, and in today's episode, we bring you an interview from Congregation, the unique event held annually in Cong, County Mayo, which is all about the exchange of ideas. In fact, ideas are the currency of Congregation. You can't buy a ticket for the event. Instead, the price of admission is your contribution to the discussion. Participants write an article or a blog post on a given theme and then come together to discuss each other's ideas in a series of structured gatherings called huddles, held around the village over the course of the day. Black Knight is a sponsor of Congregation, and at Congregation 2019, I spoke to Professor John Breslin of NUI Galway. John is well known in the Irish technology and startup community. He's a founder of Boards.ie and Galway's Portershed co-working space. He was in Congregation to talk about his latest personal project, Old Ireland in Colour.
My name is John Breslin. I'm a professor in the College of Science and Engineering at NUI Galway. And I'm here at Congregation because I've never been before. My claim to fame is I came up with the name Congregation and also the timetable for Congregation. So every year I used to help Owen with the timetable, but I've never actually managed to come along. So it's my first year here this year.
You're the man. Owen had mentioned it to me before. He said, we've got a guy who's working on a spreadsheet. It's all very complicated. Yeah. I never knew it was you, and I've known you for years, John.
Yeah.
Welcome
World's
to Congregation.
Thank you. Thanks,
Con. First of all.
Thank you.
Secondly, It's interesting that you're here. Obviously, you're an engineer, you're a lecturer, you're a professor in college as well. But you have a very strong interest, not just in digital technology, but also in community and in history and folklore and things like that as well.
Well, I've developed more of an interest in history over the past year or so, and really it stemmed from doing some research into my own genealogy. So I started using the various genealogy websites to try and figure out kind of, you know, where were my family from. They're from both Donegal and Clare. And as I started to do it and started to unearth old photographs, I said, you know, it'd be great to actually see some of these photographs in colour. So I took one of my grandmother and I started, you know, manually colouring it in using Photoshop. It takes a long time. So you're basically spending hours, you know, tracing out faces and heads and adding colours. And, you know, it was pretty basic by the time I finished. But just in parallel, I found out about a new project, which is called Deoldify. And Deoldify is a artificial intelligence platform that basically automatically colorizes photographs. So I started running this Deoldify on a couple of family photographs, first of all, and they came out quite well. And then I said, you know what, I'll look for other black and white photographs and see how it works. So there's a whole bunch of public sources out there, like the National Library of Ireland, like Dukas, which is the National Folklore Collection, and even just pictures from Wikipedia. And I started running these through the Oldify system, see how they came out.
How would you describe the effect of seeing something that is in black and white and looks like it's from another world or another universe even?
Yeah.
Putting colour on that really does bring it into our own realm, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, there's a couple of pictures that I would have colourised and people kind of say stuff like, wow, I can't believe that's from 120 years ago, you know. Whether it's pictures of Tom Crean, the explorer, you know, sewing up kind of skins in some kind of hut somewhere, or, you know, a picture from the current century of somebody driving an old motor car, it really does bring it into the present. And, you know, a lot of the photographs that were taken back then were extremely high quality. You know, they would be very high resolution. So I think the addition of color really does bring them to life. Another interesting thing that they used to do at the turn of the century, turn of the 1920th century, is they had these photographs called stereographs. And stereographs are where they took two pictures beside each other. It's a bit like a 3D kind of thing where they took a left and a right picture and you had this special viewer where you would basically put the stereograph on a kind of a thing with a stick and a little spectacles. And then by looking through this device, you would see it in a kind of a 3D effect. But now, of course, what you can do is you can take those left and right pictures and you can actually animate them. So you can actually have a movement from the left to the right picture through, you know, video manipulation. So, and of course you can add color on top of that. So through the combination of the color and this kind of 3D effect, it really does come to life.
So you started with family photos, John, as you say. You've moved on to more general Irish history that more people can relate to. Tell me about how are you sharing the results of your work and what kind of response are you getting?
So the project is called Old Ireland in Color, and it's on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. So basically pushing out photographs every day on these three platforms. So what I do is I you pick a photograph, colorize it, and sometimes you have to do some manual tweaking to kind of, you know, fine-tune some hands or faces or whatever. But I kind of do it either some topical selection or some selection that's got some maybe personal significance and push out a photo a day. So it's been about 400 photographs so far on the various platforms. And in the past 3 months, there has maybe been, I think, about 15,000 followers, millions of views of these pictures across platforms. They've some of them go kind of semi-viral. There was one of Michael Collins and the Dublin GAA team, which, you know, was just seemed to kind of go on and on and on. What you can also do is, using this automatic platform, is you can basically throw thousands of images at it. And I've actually automatically colorized somewhere in the region of 20,000 images over the past few weeks. So it does basically 1 a second. And not always perfect, but it does a pretty good job on all of them. So again, it's amazing in terms of where it would take hours to do one photograph. You can basically do, you know, thousands of images in 1 hour, you know, so it's really transformed the way you can colorize photographs. And the more interesting thing is you can actually apply it to videos. So it's not just photographs, you can actually throw a black and white video at it and it comes out in color, and the effects again is quite amazing. I did some from, there was a video called Letter from Britain, which is about Canadian soldiers coming over to World War II and sending basically a kind of a video letter home, but it was, you know, a written letter, but they did this video around it. And they went around various places in the UK, but they went to Northern Ireland. But when they came in the boat, there was video footage of Donegal and Derry. So there's some great shots there of the north and northwest of the country.
So you're using this AI algorithm to do this. Is that a first step? Do you have to tweak it a little then manually in some cases?
You can tweak it yourself. So I suppose what you can do is, so basically the algorithm is trained on a bank of images. So you basically feed it a big, large image set, which is colorized images, and it learns from those images in terms of what colors should be applied to different textures and shapes. However, you can fine-tune that. You can basically, you know, you can say the types of images you want to train it on. So let's say you manage to get a whole set of just Ireland-only color images. You may have a better model from that, because it'll be more specific to the country. At the moment, it's using a very generic image bank, so therefore you may get walls or clothes or, you know, trees that may be, you know, it's kind of a best guess based on images from all around the world. So you can fine tune it. You can also manually intervene and basically tell it that certain things should be certain colors, and then it'll fill in the rest, you know. So there are ways to tweak it.
You were showing me some of the pictures there. Yeah. What are the highlights, or what are the ones you think are particularly noteworthy?
There's a whole bunch, you know. I was trying to figure out which ones are my favorites. This is one from SWB Yates, and again, it really does bring them to color, to life when you see it in color. I've got a couple from the Titanic, which are interesting to see again, kind of what that looked like or what it would have looked like in color. So from the interior and the exterior. The National Folklore Collection has some great images taken around the country, you know, in the 30s. So there's real vivid scenes from inside various cottages. Flicking through kind of some of them here. But again, this 3D effect, you can basically take, these stereographs and then kind of animate them as well into this video effect. So yeah, from all around the country, really, to be honest.
Kind of a parallax effect.
Parallax effect, exactly. So yeah, there's... sometimes these you'd be surprised kind of who pops up or what kind of famous names pop up. Like Walt Disney appeared in an image yesterday from Dukas, and I said that'd be a great one to colorize, you know.
What kinds of pictures evoke the most response, do you find? Historical figures? Is it social scenes?
It's a little bit of both. Sometimes it's historical figures, like people who are well known, like Tom Green, for example. But it may also be those kind of family pictures that are taken, for example, in Kerry or in Galway, where you've got this family scene with, you know, maybe grandparents or parents and then the kids. And I think those ones with the kids seem to evoke a lot of response. And maybe it's because they're barefoot, or it's just the contrast in clothes, or they realize, gosh, you know, I never really thought about how poor they actually were. There was one picture which was taken after the famine, and it was an old woman pictured near a well in Donegal. And again, because you knew that she lived through the famine, and you could see basically the kind of the sorrow and the, you know, the that kind of hurt in her eyes, yeah, trauma. And again, it was in color, really, to bring it to life. So there's a couple that do that, you know.
So, John, you've been a supporter of Congregation. You've been part of the inception of it. It's your first time actually physically here.
Yes.
It's my fifth or sixth, as far as I know, yeah. And every time I meet new people, every time I meet some of the same people again, What is the essence of congregation, do you think? I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? We have people here who aren't necessarily techie.
Yeah.
But one of the things that has brought people together here to Cong and County Mayo is the fact that they've already engaged online, they've already made a submission, they've been involved in social media, and what happens here reaches out, ripples out further beyond what happens here.
You know, again, I'll tell you more at the end of the day, or I could tell you more at the end of the day, but what my feeling is that a lot of conferences, you have these people who kind of come in and talk at you, whereas congregation is much more egalitarian, and everybody feels like they have kind of the same voice. So because it kind of rotates around, and you know, people basically have the same chance to speak as everybody else, unless you want to be an observer, I think nobody feels that they're superior to anybody else. And I think the theme of this year, the fact it's all about community, is fantastic, you know, because everybody's going to talk about their experiences in creating community. So I'm really interested to hear what's going on. Like, All Ireland in Colour is now a community. You've got kind of groups of people saying, you know, this is my favourite kind of thing, and I want to, can you colourise this picture, and so on. So it's kind of a real sense of kind of belonging in that, and that would be something I'd be familiar with through Boards and Poor Shed, which is another project I'm involved in. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about the communities that people have created here today.
Perfect. And there's our cue. Fantastic.
Has everybody got a number?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Welcome to the Sevens congregation. Congratulations. I'm going to, I have a very little function today because you are all the superstars of today. I have a few things I just want to walk through. First of all, I just want to thank the sponsors. MKC Communications, I think Tim is kind of here. Con from Black Knight, and Con is also going to be doing interviews later on. So you might gather your thoughts, and if you want to talk to Con, he'd be delighted to interview you about community. The ICB, their Advanced Productivity Network, and the final one is Mayo.ie, who've been faithful sponsors of this project for a long time. And also NUIG, who sponsored the Kids Workshop.
You're listening to the Black Knight podcast, and that interview was recorded in Cong, County Mayo, just as Congregation 2019 was getting underway. The speaker at the end there was Owen Kennedy, founder and organiser of Congregation. And you can find out more at congregation.ie. John Breslin's History Project can be found on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Just search for Old Ireland in Colour. John is currently on an academic research sabbatical, but he has said that the project will resume when he returns. Sinnevueldon Agron Show, the Fadkrella Black Knight. Visit blackknight.blog for notes on this episode and to subscribe to the podcast. You can also find out about the Black Knight New Year sale. We've got 2 years for the price of one on SSL digital certificates, 20% off selected hosting plans, and a range of domain name discounts. Full details are at blackknight.com. Good evening, Hedur Elamarshin, Sloan Agaspanacht.